안녕하십니까? 2024학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2024학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, employees of ABC Company. I'm Tina White, a senior manager. I've noticed that many of you have been experiencing difficulties at work and are under a lot of stress these days. Your well-being is important to us. Therefore, the company is offering a counseling program during lunchtime every day starting next week. Special counselors have been invited to help you deal with your stress. I'm confident that our counseling program will help you feel happier at work. If you are interested in this program, please register for a session. I'm sure it'll be worth your time.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, are you feeling okay?
Well, I exercised at the gym and my muscles are hurting a bit now, Dad.
Did you stretch after exercising?
No, I only stretched before.
Oh, you should definitely stretch after you finish exercising.
Really? I thought stretching after working out would put more pressure on my muscles.
That's not true. Stretching afterward helps to loosen your tight muscles and reduce injuries.
That makes sense. Are there any other benefits?
Absolutely. It allows both your body and mind to slow down and helps you feel relaxed.
All right, I'll give it a try. Thanks for your tip, Dad.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, listeners. Do you have a hard time figuring out your emotions? Have you suddenly gotten really angry but didn't know exactly what made you feel that way? If so, keeping an emotion diary can be a powerful tool for understanding your feelings. In an emotion diary, you write down in detail how you feel in each situation. This will give you an opportunity to understand why you're feeling a certain way. Writing an emotion diary won't be easy at first, but you'll soon get used to it. After the break, I'll tell you how to keep an emotion diary effectively. Stay tuned!
4번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Julia. You were amazing in the play yesterday.
Thanks, Mason. Here's a picture from the dressing room after the play. Do you want to take a look?
Sure. I see you're holding the flowers I gave you.
They're so beautiful. Thanks again.
My pleasure. What are those two boxes on the floor?
I stored some items for the play in them. I needed many items because I played both a prisoner and the queen.
You wore that striped T-shirt on the hanger as a prisoner, right?
Yes. Do you remember that crown on the table?
I remember. You wore that as the queen. Wasn't it difficult to change your costume during the play?
Not really. But it was hard to see my entire outfit in that star-shaped mirror on the wall.
I understand. Anyway, you did a great job.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, Mr. and Mrs. Brown are visiting today. What time are they supposed to come?
At 7 o'clock. We haven't seen them for a long time. I'm so excited.
Me too. Let's check if everything is ready.
I'm done cooking tonight's dinner.
Thanks for doing that. By the way, do we have extra plates?
Yes, I already checked. There are plenty. Should we prepare some wine?
No, they told me they're bringing some. Did we get something for dessert?
Oh, I forgot. I'll go buy a cake.
Then I'll go to the airport to pick them up.
Perfect. Thank you.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to the World History Museum. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to purchase 3 admission tickets. What's the fee for an adult?
An adult ticket is $10.
What about for seniors?
If you look at the price board, people over 65 years of age are charged $8.
Okay. Then I'll buy 1 senior ticket and 2 adult tickets.
May I see an identification card for the senior?
Yeah, just a moment. Here it is.
Thank you. And today is National Museum Day, so you can get 50% off the total price.
Wow, that's amazing.
If you need audio guides, they're $5 each.
No thanks. Only the tickets, please. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 송별회에 참석할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Tim. I didn't see you in Professor Jackson's class yesterday.
Hi, Kayla. I had a little stomach ache, Did I miss anything important?
As you know, Professor Jackson is retiring next week, so the students have decided to throw him a farewell party.
Sounds great. When is it?
It's this Saturday at 12 p.m. in Diamond Hall.
This Saturday? I can't go then.
Why not? Ah, you must have your club activity.
It's not that. I don't have my club activity that day.
Then what is it? Do you need to take care of your brother again?
No. Actually, I have to participate in the marathon that day.
Marathon? Oh, right. I know how hard you've been training for it. Good luck.
Thanks. Please congratulate the professor for me.
Honey,
I picked up a flyer about the noodle cooking contest.
What is it about?
It's a competition to cook the most creative dish using noodles.
Sounds interesting. Who can participate?
Any city resident can participate. Why don't you give it a try?
Let me take a look at the flyer. I should check the date first.
Here, it's on the 20th of June. Are you free then?
Luckily, I don't have any plans that day. Maybe I can apply for the contest.
You should. The winner will receive $500.
Great. It says I have to send a recipe by email to apply for the contest. Any suggestions?
Well, do you remember the cold noodle salad you made for my birthday? It was so good. You should use that recipe.
That's a great idea. I'll do it.
Library Plus에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Tony Jones, a librarian at Greenfield Library. We're thrilled to tell you about a brand new service called Library Plus. Our library volunteers will deliver books straight to your home. Our book delivery service is here to provide more people with the opportunity to read. All library members can use this service free of charge. In order to get started, use the library's mobile application on your phone. You can borrow a maximum of 5 books at a time. Books may be borrowed for 2 weeks, but you can extend the borrowing period simply by giving us a call. You don't even need to come to the library to return your books. We'll pick up the books at your place. For more information, visit our website. Thank you.
Hey, Adam. Mom's birthday is coming up. Why don't we buy a gold ring for her present?
Good idea. I heard that jewelry online is cheaper than in stores. So let's buy one online.
Okay. Let me see. Rings are pretty expensive. What's our budget?
We spent a lot for Mother's Day last month, so I don't think we can spend more than $400 on her present this time.
You're right. Let's decide on a color now. We have 3 options: white, yellow, and rose.
Mom already has several yellow gold rings. We shouldn't choose yellow.
Good point. Both the white and rose ones look better anyway.
That's true. What about a stone for the ring?
How about a ruby? It would go well with Mom's red earrings.
I agree. Oh, this one provides a gift wrapping service.
We don't need that. I'd rather wrap it myself.
Okay, Then let's order this one. Katie, we have to go to the Modern Art Center sometime this month for our art class project. How about this Sunday?
I have plans with my mom that day. Let's go another day.
But they have a special artist lecture only this Sunday. Would you consider changing your plans?
Jake, are we going to drive to the restaurant for the dinner meeting with our client?
Yes, it would be best to go by car. The problem is the place doesn't have a parking lot.
I'm sure we can find a place for the car around the restaurant.
Hey, Linda, what are you reading?
I'm reading Troy Morgan's new book. It's really interesting.
You seem to really love his books.
I do. Can you take me to his book signing event next week, Dad?
Sure. But didn't he already sign a book for you?
Yes, but getting a book signed isn't my main purpose for going to the event.
Then why do you want to go?
It's because of his recent interview. He said he lost confidence in his writing.
Why? What happened?
He read some negative reviews about his last work.
Oh, really? It sounds like he needs to meet some fans like you to boost his confidence.
Hi,
Sandra. You look excited.
Yeah, I just got my driver's license.
Congratulations. Are you planning to buy a car?
Actually, I've been browsing cars online, but they're more expensive than I expected.
Then what about a used car? My brother happens to be selling his car.
I was considering buying a used car, too. Can I see some pictures of his car?
Let me check. Here you go. He's had it for about 3 years.
Wow, it looks as shiny as new. Also, it's in my favorite color and design.
I'm glad you like it. You'll be even more satisfied when you see it in person.
I hope so. Do you know how much he's selling it for?
He wants $10,000 for it.
That's within my budget, but I'd need to test drive it first. Bill and Susan are second grade high school students and friends. They are preparing for their final exams at the library after school. It used to be easy for Susan to focus on studying. However, these days, she's noticing that she gets distracted easily at the library and doesn't know why she cannot maintain her attention. So, she decides to get some advice from Bill, who gets high scores in school. When Bill hears her problem, he's suddenly reminded of his own experience of losing focus. He recalls that he changed his study location, and that really helped him get back his concentration. Therefore, he wants to suggest that Susan try studying in a different place to find her focus again. In this situation, what would Bill most likely say to Susan?
Good
evening, viewers. Last time, I introduced some paintings by well-known Western artists. Today, I'd like to talk about objects that have symbolic meanings in Western art. Let's begin with mirrors. The reflection seen in mirrors can reveal a hidden truth or expose a lie. As you might imagine, a broken mirror generally represents bad luck. Second, candles. They can symbolize the passing of time or show a timeline. This is seen in how much of the candles have burned. Third, let's talk about books. Books often represent a higher educational status. They're also a symbol of learning or of giving knowledge. Lastly, flowers can be a symbol of life. Blooming flowers are used to show power and growth. In a moment, I'll present some paintings with these symbols.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good evening, viewers. Last time, I introduced some paintings by well-known Western artists. Today, I'd like to talk about objects that have symbolic meanings in Western art. Let's begin with mirrors. The reflection seen in mirrors can reveal a hidden truth or expose a lie. As you might imagine, a broken mirror generally represents bad luck. Second, candles. They can symbolize the passing of time or show a timeline. This is seen in how much of the candles have burned. Third, let's talk about books. Books often represent a higher educational status. They're also a symbol of learning or of giving knowledge. Lastly, flowers can be a symbol of life. Blooming flowers are used to show power and growth. In a moment, I'll present some paintings with these symbols.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.